Minnesota farmers growing organic produce on a few acres of land don't often cross paths with those who seed and harvest hundreds, sometimes thousands of acres of corn and soybeans. One farmer is set on being part of a growing local food movement, selling to restaurants and farmers markets. The other has an eye on markets way beyond Minnesota. Elizabeth Dunbar brings us the story of a filmmaker who's trying to bring those two types of farmers together.
Graham Merriweather was a city kid who grew up and became interested in the local food movement. He read about the environmental impact of meat production, and it became the subject of his first film. But while putting it together, he realized it was too one-sided in favor of small-scale, local production. He needed to see the other side of meat production for himself.
I spent the next 2 years going around the country and filming with large-scale conventional hog farmers and chicken farmers and cattle raisers, and it totally changed my perspective. You know, I realized that these are good people and that they just got stuck in a system that has a lot of challenges.
In his latest film, Farmers for America, Merriweather doesn't hide his view that large-scale conventional agriculture is hurting rural communities. The industry is consolidating, forcing some farmers out of the business and sending most of the profits elsewhere. But that message is secondary to telling the stories of individual farmers, especially those who are working against all odds to make a living.
We don't often reflect on the fact that a family dedicated their lives to feeding us. And so for me, the biggest thing is just having gratitude for farmers as a culture, because without the work that farmers do, no other job would be possible.
Merriweather has spent the past 9 months traveling the country to screen the film. Attendees gather beforehand to eat local food, and they stay afterward for a conversation about the future.
Tomorrow morning, America's agriculture starts again. It's a time of great risk and of great opportunity.
At one of those events in Minneapolis last night, two Minnesota farm families who appeared in the film spoke about the challenges they face.
There's just so much milk globally.
Emily Zweber and her family have an organic dairy just south of the Twin Cities, and they've felt the low milk prices through pay cuts.
New Zealand and Australia have had awesome years of growing hay. Canada, the same as us. We've had really good growing seasons since that time for hay, and when hay is cheap, we can feed a lot of cows, and when you feed a lot of cows, you just produce more milk. And so I don't know if there's a single fix.
The Zwabers have found other ways to make money, including selling chickens and grass-fed beef directly to consumers. So in a way, they're participating in both a local and global food system. Merriweather hopes more large farmers will work with young people interested in growing produce or raising small numbers of livestock.
The local food movement needs people with experience farming. Rural America needs young people. Could there be a synergy there?
You know, I think a degree of respect has to go both ways.
Glenn Groth has a 65-head dairy and grows corn and soybeans in southeastern Minnesota. During a panel discussion after the film, he says Merriweather's vision could become a reality if people build relationships.
You know, I think existing farmers have to recognize there's potential. The newcomers have to recognize, too, that the corn and soybean farmer isn't going away. You know, that confinement hog farmer, he isn't going away. So, you know, work with them, be friends with them, don't try to tear each other down. And, you know, that's really, I think, where the future lies.
The film will be shown next in Missouri at an event that will also try to raise money for a young farmer featured in the film who needs help buying land. Reporting on the environment, Elizabeth Dunbar, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.